Let us pray. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. How do I live each day as a Christian, following my calling to look after other people and God's people? Firstly, when I get up, I do two important things. One is make a coffee, and one is feed the cats. The coffee is so that I am properly awake when I pray, because I don't believe there's any point in only being half awake. And to be honest, if I didn't feed the cats, I wouldn't get any quiet. It's important, and it has been important to me for many years, to spend time with God at the start of my day. After following a pattern of word and prayer, I use a prayer diary so that I pray for different people and different places on different days as a rhythm. My time with God is not limited to the morning, because we all need to eat food throughout the day and we all need to come back to God in the day. When we read about Jesus being the bread of life, it is he who sustains us and helps us to live as Christians. Last week, Liz showed us that if we neglect bread, it turns mouldy. And Dave showed us a film clip where the character not only needs breakfast, but a second breakfast, followed by 11s before lunch. The point is that we need to eat in order for our bodies to get nutrients and to keep working, but we need more food later in the day. Only Jesus can satisfy us with the bread of life. Jesus had just fed the 5,000, and that's men, not including the women and children. And they were looking for Jesus and thinking of themselves, because they wanted something and they wanted it now. They want Jesus to meet their demands. Jesus does not want to be manipulated or taken for granted. He knows that the people want to follow him around, to see his miracles and to be fed by fresh food. They're not interested in a life of giving up everything to follow Jesus. Jesus is saying there are two kinds of food for our bodies and food for our spirit. The people here do not need food, but they needed life. And life is a gift. Food sustains life, but Jesus gives eternal life. The people missed the point and thought that if they had this bread from heaven, they would not need to work or to buy food. Jesus is not offering an easy life where we never need to work again. Jesus cannot be earned through good works. We need to come to him and offer all that we have and all that we are. In the time of Moses, the people in the wilderness were given manna to eat. Even though they had rebelled against God, he still met their basic needs and they were fed. This was a free gift, and all they had to do was pick it up and eat it. But if they chose not to do that, they would have walked on it. Is that what we sometimes do with God's word? To ignore it and just trample it under our feet? What we need to do is humble ourselves before God. Admit that we don't love God with our whole heart. None of us are without sin. But if we come to God, we will receive Jesus and forgiveness and the bread of heaven, and he will nourish us through his word, as long as we take time to read and digest it and to be with him. Jesus is talking about the past as much as he is the future, and it's also for today, not simply our past ancestors. Our faith or acknowledgement of Christ can only happen in the here and the now. The crowds mock Jesus because they do not understand. They can only see things materially, because Jesus was with them at that time in human form, but they could not understand that he had come down from heaven. They struggle with his explanation of my Father, and that he is explaining that he is from heaven. They knew that his earthly father was Joseph, a carpenter. And Jesus tells the people the truth, even if they're not ready or willing to hear it. God draws people by words. These words were spoken by the prophets and by Jesus, but now they're spoken by us when we share our faith with others, or by God directly to us when we take time to be with God and to listen. When we hear these words and inwardly digest them, reflect on them and respond to what the Father is saying, we are accepting Jesus as bread of heaven. We should live our whole life for Christ. Yes, it is good to worship here together on a Sunday, but we need to live for Christ the rest of the week. It's important that we take time out each day to be with God, to pray for others and ourselves, and to read his word. We also need to listen to what he is saying to us, not just rush off and get on with the next thing. This is where we will learn how to live as a Christian, working, not stealing, showing love, not bitterness, telling the truth, but always in a loving way, not lying because it suits us. Being angry about something is sometimes right, but how do we deal with that? That will need special thought. Shouting at someone, perhaps slamming the door or taking to social media, is not dealing with what is wrong. We need to be building each other up without criticizing. The more time we spend with Jesus as our bread, digest his word and feed on him, the more all the other godly qualities will follow as we live by the Holy Spirit. We're all different. We all have different qualities and different triggers. I'm a human being. I get tired. Sometimes I'm stressed, especially when I'm hungry. Take note. And yet, food, shopping, and cooking bring out the worst in me. Although I have to say, DIY shops are even worse. Can never find what I'm looking for. Are we showing that Jesus is the bread of life to others? What do we think when we read, "Be imitators of God"? We are God's children, so are we behaving as God's children? Children are good examples of this. Sometimes, though not always, the way in which they respond or act is because they are copying what they have observed. On Thursday, I joined a group of litter pickers, which was organised by the neighbourhood person for Leitch and Blaken. And we went off with our litter pickers and our bags and littered mainly by the park in Leitch. And that was interesting talking to them. And one of the people said they'd been the week before. And as they were collecting litter, this dad with two little boys said to them, "I don't know why you bother. Nobody cares anyway." And this person had just thought that was so sad. Just that, well, it doesn't matter if it's dirty and not inviting. But not only that, what does that show to those two little children? What will they pick up? That actually it's fine to throw your rubbish because nobody cares. The life that Jesus offers us is one of being at one with him. Bitterness can fill our hearts and spill out into other areas of our lives. Often this bitterness is hurting us far more than it's hurting the person that we're bitter with. As one scholar puts it, in his gracious kindness, God has forgiven us, and we should forgive others. Tom Wright says, "Kindness is one of the purest forms of the imitation of God. How would it be if God was the kind of God who was always making snide or bitter remarks at us? What would worship and prayer be like if we thought that God had been talking about us behind our backs, putting us down to others? How would we feel if we thought we couldn't trust God to tell us the truth, if he was always losing his temper with us? Well, how do people feel about us if that's what we are like? Wouldn't it be better in every way to be like God?" So the words that come up out of us should be good and help with the building up of the community. If we don't forgive, we are allowing the devil to get a seat in our hearts. He will make himself at home if we allow him to do so, by letting resentment and unforgiveness build up. Allowing anger to turn to resentment is allowing anger that may have been justified to become unjustified. The Lord's Prayer, which we shall say together later this service, says, "Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." The first half of the Lord's Prayer focuses on God, and the second half focuses on us living as we are called to live. Daily bread is physical food and spiritual food. Forgiving others shows that our hearts are open to God. When we pray us, we are not merely praying for ourselves, but the rest of the world. I'm busy, part-time as a curate, part-time working as a support worker, and I've got family to take care of. But starting the day with God and having a rhythm of prayer sustains me through his grace. Yes, I do have to be careful with time and I do have to use it wisely, but time is a gift from God. I know that I make mistakes and I'm far from perfect, but God has called me as I am. And I'm a work in progress, just like we all are. And I just want to encourage you, even if you think you're not good enough, God wants you to come as you are. Jesus sustains us with the bread of life, and we can be all changed more into the person that God created us to be if we allow God to do that within us. Then we can start living the life that Jesus offers as the bread of heaven. Amen. Thank you.